Oh, yes, you are. It is 6:10. The weather, any rain that's out there right now is going to move out, but it'll be cloudy all day. Temperatures in the 60s.
Ah, it's a good sleeping day.
Good sleeping couple of days. Going to get rain again tomorrow. It is time. Let's start the morning off with three things you need to know today. Lots of things happening I want you to know about today.
Okay.
First and foremost, it is Nurses Week.
All right.
And the nurses have been like, so helping us out and hooking us up in the last year and a half.
Yeah, they should get a month.
They should get a month. They should get a year. It should be a national nurses year. It's also, and another one that should get a national year, Teacher Appreciation Day is today.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Let me tell you, I don't have kids, and I can't even imagine what you guys went through, Walmart Jeff, with kids at home and homeschooling. I bet you appreciate the teachers more.
Oh, definitely. I'm so glad they're back in school. And the teachers are there to help. The teachers went through so much.
They went through so much scrambling, trying to figure out how to homeschool kids from home and all that remote learning. And oh my gosh. So it's Nurses Week, Teacher Appreciation Day, and it's also Star Wars Day. I don't celebrate it, but there's a lot of people that do.
Yeah. May the 4th be with you.
And that is just the first thing you need to know today.
That's three things
in the first thing.
Wow.
Second thing you need to know is the FDA expected to authorize Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for kids aged 12 to 15 by next week, by Monday, they're saying.
Nice.
Setting up shops for many before the beginning of the next school year. And Connecticut also, if you didn't know, the first in the country to vaccinate 50% of adults 18 and over.
Really?
And the second thing you need to know, the third thing you need to know, Walmart Jeff, today.
All right.
Is that the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London just announced that President Joe Biden will be the keynote speaker for their spring commencement.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. Graduation ceremony will take place on May 19th at 11 o'clock.
I'll tell you what, man. He's only been in office since January, and we've had he's going to be here. His wife was here.
Yes.
The VP was here. So, I mean, Connecticut, it's pretty happening for Connecticut.
Connecticut's getting it all.
Yeah.
That is for sure. Those are the three things you need to know today. Ooh, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:24. It is a Tuesday, cloudy, temperatures in the 60s. Let's do this. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and I have great news for Connecticut moms. And if you haven't noticed, if you haven't watched TV or listened to the radio or seen print ads or been online, Mother's Day is this Sunday.
It is. I thought it was next Sunday, but Walmart reminded me, he's like, no, it's this Sunday. I was like, oh, that's right.
Yeah, the old advertising people really hit home when it's Mother's Day, but when Father's Day rolls around, it's like, hey, Father's Day is coming up. We're not going to tell you when, but it's coming up.
It's kind of true.
But anyways, here's the good news for moms. If you are a working mom in Connecticut, you live in one of the best states for working moms.
Really? You do? I did not know that.
This is all based on childcare, professional opportunities, work-life balance, and a bunch of other things.
I love that.
And I will give you the top six states for working moms.
Okay, all right.
Number six, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Number five on the list is Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I have the best states for working moms.
All right.
Number four on the list, another New England state, Courtney.
Go ahead, New Hampshire.
Vermont.
Oh, okay.
New Hampshire was not in the top 10.
Okay.
Congratulations to the state of Connecticut, number three.
Wow, yes, CT.
For the best states for working moms.
Yes,
congratulations.
CT. Give me the top two.
The top two, the District of Columbia, it's D.C., Washington, D.C.
All right, yeah.
And the number one state, the best state for working moms
is
Massachusetts.
Is it really? Yes. Get out. All right, Mass.
Our neighbors to the north, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, and Rhode Island.
All up there.
All New England states.
Wow,
well,
I love
not
it.
All of them, but we're still missing out on Maine and New Hampshire. Wish they would really come around and we'd be in the top 10. Nice.
I love that. Hey, for your mom, you can get her something really nice. Imagine if you had $1,000 to spend on your mom.
Oh, that would be awesome.
We've got $1,000. We give it away 12 times a day. Your shot at winning $1,000. Your first shot today is coming up at 7:10. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:40, Hollywood time. And one of the world's most famous couples calling it quits. Bill and Melinda Gates getting divorced.
Really?
Married for 27 years, they released a statement saying, after a great deal of thought and a lot of work on a relationship, we've made the decision to end our marriage. They say over the last 27 years, we have raised three incredible children and they built a foundation that works all over the world. They say we will continue our work together at the foundation. Of course, he's the head and founder of Microsoft.
Yeah.
His net worth is $130 billion.
Oh.
I say his net. I should say both of theirs because they met at work.
Oh, did they?
She was working there when they met, in 1987.
Wow.
She was his marketing manager. So their net worth, I like to say, is $130 billion, and they did not have a prenup.
Oh.
No prenup. There's more to that statement. It's a little bit longer. You can check it out right now on our blog. Khloe Kardashian would like to chat with Tristan Thompson's side chick. The other woman, Sydney Chase, shared screenshots now of messages allegedly sent by Khloe. One of the DMs began, "Hey, Sydney, it's Khloe." Another DM was... Khloe wrote, "I would appreciate if our conversation can remain confidential," with prayer emoji hands. Obviously, it wasn't confidential because now we all know about it. Sydney's an Instagram model. She claimed a few weeks ago that she hooked up with Tristan after he reunited with Khloe. You can see the DMs I'm talking about on her blog. And finally, what is Diddy? Changed his name again, Walmart Jeff.
Did he really?
I need to review this. Here it is. He was born Sean Combs. He's been known over the years by Puff Daddy, Puffy, P. Diddy, Diddy, and he said back in 2017 that he was going to change his name to Brother Love, and I guess he did it.
"So my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love. I will not be answering to Puffy, Diddy, Puff Daddy, or any of my other monikers, but Love or Brother Love, okay?"
He was holding up his driver's license, so he made it officially, actually illegally, he changed his name. Once again.
You know, that Diddy tattoo I got 7 years ago was the worst thing ever.
Well, my Brother Love is going to fit right in. You can see that video and, of course, all of these stories on our blog right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney. The weekend, all the hits, Kiss957, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning still boycotting the Grammys. He's like, "I'm done with them. I don't even care." They kind of changed up the way they do voting. Last Grammys, he was snubbed.
Yeah.
He thought it had something to do with like voting, illegal voting. So the Grammys have changed everything around this year, and The Weeknd says he's still done. He's just done.
Good.
It is 6:50, Courtney and Walmart Jeff hanging out with you. Cloudy temperatures in the low 60s. It is time for good news. And it's time for you to share your good news. Every weekday morning at this time, we bring you good news, and we'd love to hear yours. So I don't know what's going on in your world. That's why you need to call us and tell us. If it's something happy or even wish somebody a happy birthday, call 860-247-9570. I've got good news if you like celebrations. There's three reasons to celebrate. It is National Nurses Week.
Okay.
It is Teacher Appreciation Day.
Awesome.
And it is Star Wars Day.
Ah, yes.
May the 4th be with you. Is what
and also
means.
With you.
Let us lift up our hearts.
Yeah.
Let us give thanks. Anyway, that's different. Totally different.
Totally different
so,
day.
So Nurses Week, Teachers Appreciation Day, Star Wars Day, three reasons to celebrate. In fact, if you would like to give a shout out to a nurse that you would like to say thank you to, or even a teacher or something to do with Star Wars, please call us. You can give them a shout out right now, 860-247-9570. That's my good news. What's your good news, Walmart Jeff?
Well, my good news is Naughty Nurses Day is tomorrow.
No, it's not. Stop.
No, my good news is actually, it isn't good news at all, but it was a great visual. The other day, a woman was driving on 95 down in New Haven.
All right.
And she looked out of her window, and in the center lane, there was a coyote.
Oh!
Just running right down the middle of the highway.
Are she sure wasn't like a German Shepherd?
No, it was
she
a coyote.
She knows it was a coyote, okay.
Well, the reason why she knows it was a coyote is because it was chasing Roadrunner, who was in front of the coyote.
He probably was chasing something.
So we're unsure of that coyote's final destination, but 95 in New Haven is definitely not a place for a coyote.
Is there a photo or there videos?
There was
is
a picture of the coyote on the highway, yes.
I hope he didn't get hit.
Yeah.
What's the good news? Where's the good news in this story, Jeff? There's none.
Well, the coyote, as of when the woman stopped, I don't know. There's no good news. What do you want from me?
I want good news from you is what I want. If I have to like spell it out, I'll do it. Call us with your good news, 860-247-9570. Please. All right, it's time to share good news. Good morning, Kiss. Is this Melissa in Wilcott?
This is.
Hey, Melissa. Welcome. Do you have good news for us?
I just wanted to give a shout out to all the correctional staff because this is also Correctional Staff Appreciation Week.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's good news for us.
I love that. And where do you work?
I am in the Department of Corrections in Wethersfield.
In Wethersfield. Well, yes, a big shout out, a big thank you to everybody. Correctional Staff Appreciation Week. We appreciate you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone in DOC.
Thank you, everyone in DOC. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Share your good news, 860-247-9570. Sharing good news. It is Kiss957. Julio and Meriden is on the line. Good morning, Julio.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Welcome to the show. We're sharing good news. We're giving a shout-out because it's National Nurses Week, Teacher Appreciation Day, Star Wars Day, and Correctional Staff Appreciation Week.
awesome. That's all great. But I, you know, I'm calling to share good news that, you know, every day, you know, I want to shout out all those moms that work hard,
yes,
that are in home, at home, teaching their kids virtual learning and trying to multitask with working at home, going back and forth to work. That's very tough. And I want to shout out to my wife for being a super mom and being great. And today I woke up loving her more than ever.
Oh, my God. Come on. You're going to make me cry. Look, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. What is your wife's name?
Her name is Jahaira Alicia.
Oh, Jahaira Alicia. Yes. I love that. She's been working, I'm sure, overtime the last year and a half for sure.
It's been very tough, but she's superwoman.
Julio, it sounds like you're really piling it on just to get a little ass.
No.
Well, you know, hey, brownie points always work.
Okay. Now I'm so not going to cry. Now I'm not crying, Julio, but whatever.
No.
And I love the fact you call her super mom, like your superhero super mom. We need to have a day for super moms, that's for sure.
That would be great. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Share your good news. 860-247-9570. All right. We are taking your good news. Good morning. Kiss, who's this?
This is Amira and Chris from Waterbury, Connecticut at Naugatuck Valley Community College.
Yay. Ooh, National Teacher Appreciation Day. We appreciate you, Amira.
Actually, we're not teachers. We are 14 days away from finishing nursing school.
Oh, my God.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Look at you.
And you guys get the whole week. It's like National Nurses Week.
Definitely. We got Nurses Week.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for you guys. So you're graduating in like a matter of days?
Yes. 14 days. We'll be all done with nursing school.
Well, I love that. Amira and Chris getting ready to graduate from nursing school. Such good news. Congratulations. And thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day. Share your good news. 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, Walmart, Jeff on a Tuesday. It is 7:10. That means it's your first chance to win $1,000.
Nice.
Super easy. All you have to do is enter the nationwide keyword laugh at kiss957.com. It's your chance to win a grand. We do it 12 times a day. So the word is laugh. Enter that at kiss957.com, and we could be paying your bills. The weather for today, cloudy, temperatures in the 60s. Mia is in Enfield. Your hometown, Walmart. Whoa, what
I was
Enfield.
There on Sunday.
Oh.
What was I doing on Sunday? Saturday or Sunday? I was watching the sunset at King Street Cemetery. One of the best places to watch the sunset.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
I went there. I was in Enfield, I think, on Sunday. Oh, my gosh, on Sunday, too.
Oh, wow, twinsies.
Yeah, I kind of went out to that shopping area.
It was Hazard Ave.
Should I check out Marshall's? Should I or shouldn't I?
Nice.
And I did.
And you did.
I did. So Mia's in Enfield. She's got a problem with her boyfriend. In fact, she thinks he's cheating.
Uh-oh.
She wants to be on War of the Roses every Tuesday. At this time, we bring you War of the Roses. If you think your significant other could be cheating on you, you call us and we find out together. So she is standing by to tell us what's going on. Plus, we're going to call her boyfriend. War of the Roses coming up in just 3 minutes. Grab your coffee because it's War of the Roses time on Kiss 95.7. War of the Roses. If you think your significant other is cheating, you call us and we get answers. Are you ready, Walmart? You have to go to Enfield this morning.
I am ready. My hometown.
All right. Mia thinks her boyfriend Ethan is cheating on her and she's standing by. Good morning, Mia.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. You're in Walmart Jeff's hometown of Enfield. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
I hope we can help you out today. Obviously, since you called us, you know what War of the Roses is all about, and you obviously think your boyfriend Ethan is cheating.
I do.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Walmart, be quiet over there.
All I said was, oh, boy.
Yeah,
that
because
was
that was...
And you're yelling at me.
Jeff, the way you said it was your tone.
Okay.
You were being sarcastic before she even told us the story. Sorry about that, Mia. So tell me why you think Ethan is cheating on you.
Okay, so he's been acting like super shady recently.
Yep.
And I actually found a dog leash in his truck.
Okay.
And like, we don't have a dog, but his ex-girlfriend is a dog.
Okay.
All right. So I just feel like he's possibly cheating with her.
Okay. So you know that his ex-girlfriend has a dog, obviously, and you found this dog leash.
Yeah.
You guys into any of that weird, like, kinky sex stuff where, like, leashes and whips and chains are used?
We do not.
Okay. Why are we? Oh, because you think he was bringing that home? No.
Well, yeah, I didn't know if that was like something he was into.
No.
I think it's a valid question.
Are you sure it was a dog leash?
Yeah, it is.
All right. And you don't have a dog, and he doesn't have a dog. All right. So
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, listen, Mia, I'm going to call him because I just think it's weird. And the fact that his girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, has a dog? All right. This is what we're going to do. We're going to call Ethan. We're going to offer him a dozen roses and see if we can get some information out of him. You're going to be listening in the whole time. If you want to jump in and confront him at any point, you can, okay?
Okay.
All right. I think it's weird. Who else? Why would he be driving around and there's like a random dog leash in your car?
Well, what if he sees a dog on the side of the road?
Okay, Jeff. He
wants to help it.
I've never had a random dog leash without a dog.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is Ethan there?
Yes, Ethan.
Hey, Ethan, this is Rick from Flowers Express in Enfield. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good.
Hey, I was just calling to let you know and give you a heads up that you actually won our online contest, and this week it's great. You are actually picking up a dozen roses courtesy of Flowers Express.
Wow, really? I mean, is there any catch or anything like that?
No, there's no catch. We pulled your name from our online database, and you are this week's winner.
Wow.
Ding, ding, ding. Congratulations, Ethan.
That's amazing. Wow, okay.
Yeah, this is a great deal. It's worth $49.99.
Wow.
It's absolutely free to you, and we'll get the flowers out today. But we're going to send them to someone on your behalf. We're not going to send you the flowers.
Oh. Okay, yeah, yeah. That sounds like a good plan.
That is the only catch. So here's the deal. Ethan, sounds like you're in a rush, so I'll get through this. Basically, we have a card. I can write a message on the card, and if you have something in mind, I'd love to write it down for you.
Oh, all right.
What would you like the message to say?
Yeah, okay. I was thinking something good. I got it. Put to Jenna and Baxter, see you Friday. Like, put F-U-R-I-D-A-Y.
Oh, for the love of God, really?
Yeah, it'd be funny.
Like a furry.
Wait. Ethan, are you kidding me?
Hey, Ethan, I got to jump in. It's Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, Kiss 95.7. Yeah, obviously you're familiar with War of the Roses. You were on the air. That's your girlfriend, Mia. Go ahead, Mia.
I can't believe I fell for that.
What is happening?
What the hell?
Like, you're cheating on me.
No, I'm not cheating on you. No.
You're seeing Jenna.
I'm not cheating on you. I like spending time with the dog, okay? I don't know how to tell you this. It's just awkward.
You like spending time with the dog?
Yeah, it's the dog. And it's, you know, I don't want to make you insecure.
You sent the roses to Jenna and a dog. You could have sent them to your girlfriend, Mia.
No,
exactly.
Look, the roses, they were going to the dog. I mean, you know, she has to give them to the dog, but
the dog
can't accept the roses.
You don't give roses to a dog. I'm sorry.
You do? No. You know I love the dog. Come on. I miss him.
Then get a freaking dog of your own. Get a dog of your own.
Ethan.
What? What
good.
Did I do? I didn't do anything.
You don't see what you're doing. It's really...
I just miss
really
my
terrible.
Dog. I don't need... I don't want another dog. I
it's
just
not
want,
your
I just,
dog.
I,
it's her dog.
But it was pretty much my dog. I mean, I used to take care of it. I used to take care of it all the time and walk it and stuff. We have a bond. Mm-hmm. We have a special bond.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what to tell.
You know,
it's not your dog.
I actually think, Ethan, you are a stand-up guy to actually not be in that relationship anymore, but still want to be part of the dog's life.
Okay.
Thank you.
There should be more men like you that stand up to the plate.
Stop.
No.
See, thank you. I appreciate that.
Don't even buy into that. I think you're a jerk, Ethan, and you just sent roses to an ex-girlfriend and her dog. You know what?
I sent the roses to the dog.
You did
she
not.
She has to accept them.
You sent them to Jenna.
What is a dog going to do with roses?
She's a delivery person. She's just an intermediary.
You sent them to Jenna.
Okay. No, that's why I said Friday. It's a, you know, it's a,
no.
That was an inside joke with the dog.
No, you're acting like a jerk. This is not okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like a jerk. I'm acting like a jerk. You have me on the radio.
Yeah, you are.
All right. Do me a favor. Can you just hang up on Ethan? I'm hanging up on him.
I'm going to try my
Mia,
best.
Mia, hold on, Mia.
What did I do?
Mia, what did you do? Mia, Ethan is not, listen, he's not smart enough to date you. I think that I can't believe what an idiot he is. I want you to hold on, Mia, because we offer couples counseling. If you want to go for it, go for it. But this guy sounds, I'm sorry. I know you dated him. He is an idiot. Cut your losses.
I agree with you.
Okay. Hold on, Mia.
Okay.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Walmart, Jeff, on a Tuesday morning, 7:40, time for Hollywood. It looks like Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner could be giving the relationship another try, but I mean, we hear this on and off for like every couple of months, right? Are they together? Are they not? They were seen celebrating his birthday in Miami. She flew on a private jet to spend time with him. She was posting so many videos and so many photos, lots of PDA. They were partying at a club. I mean,
now, do you think this is to kind of take the spotlight off of Chloe and her messy situation?
Walmart! Why? You're so good at that.
I just feel like Kris Jenner has a wheel and she spins it. And it's like, okay, today it's Kylie and Travis.
Oh, my. Jeff, you are absolutely right, because Khloe Kardashian is going through a lot with her baby daddy cheating on her again.
Again.
She took her ring off the other day and everybody's talking about her not wearing the ring. That could be it. That could be it, Walmart, Jeff. You can see all of the videos and photos on our blog. Britney Spears addressing the several unauthorized documentaries released this year with more to come. Posted a video of herself doing two different twirl routines.
I don't get it.
One in the studio, one in her home. I just love her. In the caption, she says, "So many documentaries about me this year with other people's take on my life." She says, "What can I say? I'm flattered. But these documentaries are hypocritical. I've had some pretty tough times in my life, but I've had way more amazing times." Then she goes on for like three paragraphs to talk about all the amazing things in her life, which I love.
The video is like 6 months ago were great. There are videos of her like dancing.
Yeah,
I'm starting to get worried.
I am too. It's just twirling. How is she not passing out?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like falling over. You can see her twirling on our blog as well. And I love this. Will Smith doesn't have positive body image right now. He actually posted a photo of himself on Instagram with his shirt unbuttoned, writing, "I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm in the worst shape of my life." He got plenty of support from fans and celebrities, but I actually think he looks really good.
Yeah, if that's the worst shape in his life, I would like to be that.
Yeah, I don't even understand. Was it a joke when he posted that? Is he really in bad shape?
I don't know.
He looks pretty darn good to me. You can see that photo and more. Kiss957.com/Courtney. Oh, little Ariana Grande. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 7:50, cloudy temperatures in the low 60s. It is time for good news. We bring you good news every weekday at this time. I love it. I love it when you share your good news. So many great phone calls lately.
Yeah.
Share your good news, 860-247-9570. Walmart Chef, you like to celebrate.
I love party. Any reason to celebrate, I love to celebrate.
Well, I have got some great reasons to celebrate. It is Nurses Week.
All right.
It is National Teacher Appreciation Day.
All right.
It is Star Wars Day.
Nice.
It is Correctional Staff Appreciation Week. I mean, these are some serious appreciation weeks and days that we should all be celebrating.
Yeah, and the one thing they all have in common is they should all have booze at the end of the day.
Nurses, teachers, yes, I agree.
Yeah, definitely.
And in honor of every nurse that has taken care of us, every teacher, including, I think, parents that we're trying to teach, maybe?
Yeah, I'll throw myself in the mix.
Maybe? Should I throw you in the mix? Because you tried to do the homeschooling thing.
Yeah, I tried.
It didn't work out well. No. That's why we appreciate our teachers so much. Correctional Staff Appreciation Week, and maybe even a cocktail for Star Wars Day. That means one, two, three. I will have four cocktails tonight in honor of all of those days.
And don't forget about tomorrow, Courtney.
What is... Oh, it's Cinco de Mayo!
Cinco de Mayo tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
Cocktail
I am going to be
Central.
Wrecked. Yeah. That's all right. I'll start hydrating right now. That is my good news, Walmart Chef. What's your good news?
Well, I don't know if this is good news or not, but it happened in Connecticut along I-95 in New Haven.
Okay.
A woman was driving when she looked out her window and she noticed that a coyote was running right down the old center of the highway.
What? Are you sure it was a coyote, not just a dog?
No, it was a coyote. It was chasing a roadrunner. Right. The bad news is...
What's the bad? The road I want runner, good news.
The roadrunner actually painted a tunnel on a brick wall and the coyote ran right into it. Sadly, the coyote passed away.
Stop. One more, Jeff. First of all, the coyote's fine. The coyote's second of all, how is it just one woman saw that? Why wouldn't it be like motorists saw?
I mean,
one person saw a coyote running. That's the time. Like the time I saw the little chihuahua in a sweater running down 91.
I still don't believe you on that one.
I was the only one who saw it, but I swear a few years ago I saw a chihuahua running down 91. Anyway, if you've got good news, please share it with us. Or if you would like to shout out a nurse, a teacher, maybe a correctional staff worker, call us 860-247-9570.